Taking courses on the internet is becoming a popular way to get college credit without leaving home, but virtual education for younger students still is rare. In Western Canada, elementary school children are getting a chance to learn the three R's exclusively on their computers. From Victoria, British Columbia, NPR's Robert Smith reports.
This may be the quietest elementary school classroom in North America. Even though there are 9 teachers in the room teaching 360 kids, it's blissfully silent. Grade 7 teacher David Madison shows off his well-behaved homeroom class, represented on his laptop screen by 35 folders with names like Holly and Kevin.
They set their own schedule. They have expectations of what they have to do in a certain time frame, but it's very loose. They don't have to start at 9 o'clock in the morning and finish at 3.
Rather than enroll in a traditional classroom, all of Madison's students have signed up for the South Island Distance Education School. Here they're taught the same curriculum and read the same books as their peers. The only difference is that the assignments and lessons are traded over the internet.
Chances are most of them are on a different page. A lot of them may be doing the same assignment, but they'll be all in different stages with it.
The virtual schools program grew out of a century-old tradition of correspondence schools in British Columbia. The Canadian province on the Pacific coast has remote mountain towns and isolated islands, so the school system here had to be flexible. Today, according to Principal John Pringle, the virtual school student could be geographically isolated, or as likely as not, a modern-day jet-setter.
People are traveling. People have all sorts of reasons for not being pinned down to one place. And those people are our natural students in many ways.
They have Canadian students whose parents are working in places like Arkansas and India, in Honduras and Australia. The Canadian adolescent singing group, the Moffats, attend this virtual school when they're on world tour. And then there's a few students just down the street.
In this lesson, you'll learn what an exponent is. Like, Susan's
and
class is holding...
They start with things like real-life situations for these two things, so you learn the skills...
William Archibald is learning math from a CD-ROM. He lives only a couple of miles from his teacher, but on a typical school day, he travels no farther than the desk in his living room. William's a gifted student who found regular school a little slow.
It wasn't exactly that great for me. I couldn't work at my own speed. You see, I'm only 10 years old, and I should be in grade 5, but I'm doing this grade 7 work.
And he loves it. William can start working early or follow his own projects into the evening. He doesn't have much of a school social life, but it doesn't seem to bother him.
But it might be a little bit different because I didn't have a lot of friends at normal school, so I didn't have many friends to miss.
William is a star in his virtual classroom, and his web projects adorn the walls of his teacher, Mr. Madison, back at the school headquarters.
He would be stifled in a regular school. He would be bored to tears.
William is the perfect example of a student who thrives in virtual education. He's self-directed, and his parents are willing to spend time guiding him. But the virtual school can attract another type of student, too, those who are trying to take the easy way out. That worries some politicians in Canada who see a virtual classroom as one without strict supervision. The number of children in British Columbia allowed to go to school on computer is capped at 2,200, and the current Minister of Education, Joy MacPhail, doesn't want to increase that number yet.
We're monitoring it very carefully. We're doing an analysis of the pilot projects, and that's how we're collecting the statistics that show just at this moment there's just too many students who are not completing their education and are frankly disappearing from the system.
At one of the province's 9 virtual schools, 47% of the students didn't return the next year. Most went back to regular school, but 10% didn't return to school at all. At the South Island Distance Education School in Victoria, they're trying to overcome this problem. Principal John Pringle asks each student to make at least one trip into school headquarters to meet the teacher in person.
And as technology gets better and better, of course, that personal connection is only going to increase. In some cases, we've used online cameras, we've used teleconference sessions with groups of students, and all kinds of things.
And they're trying to make up for what they might lack online. Students are allowed to take art and music classes at their local school. They're allowed to compete on youth sports teams. 10-year-old William Archibald says his computer classroom has just about everything that a regular school has, except a mascot. But William has a suggestion.
Well, I thought we could have a person's body with a computer head on it.
Still, it might be tough to cheer on the fighting silicon chips. Robert Smith, NPR News, Victoria, British Columbia.